Tomorrow is the feast day of Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. And so we offer this holy hour tonight, especially asking for their intercession and bringing to Mary and Martha everyone who cares for the sick at home, everyone who is a caregiver for their own family. We meet Mary and Martha two times in the Gospels. The first is when Christ visits, and Mary is sitting at his feet, listening attentively, and Martha is bustling around doing the housework. And he rebukes her for being anxious in her work. Not so much for doing the work that needs to be done, but for failing to see that Mary, who was simply listening to Jesus, had the better part and certainly the better heart. That even if there are many things to be done, they ought to be done with the heart of Mary, which is a heart without anxiety, a heart with peace. And then we meet Martha and Mary again after the death of their brother Lazarus, and when Christ comes and raises him from the dead. And we're not given in the Gospels any indication of what their household was like in those days before Lazarus died, when Martha and Mary cared for their brother in his illness, even till death. But I think that we can certainly imagine that Mary and Martha's places were very much the same as what they were when Jesus visited. Perhaps Mary spent a lot of time just simply sitting with Lazarus, talking to him about the faith, about the Lord, about God who loves him, and the better things in store. While Martha took care of all of the things that need to get done. But perhaps in light of that earlier visit of Christ, she did so with less anxiety and more peace. We are here tonight like Mary. That's what's given to us tonight, to simply be with Jesus and to listen to him. And it's important to do that when we can, to prepare ourselves for the day when we may be called to be Martha, when we are given many things to do, particularly for that time where someday we may have to care for family members who are sick. Whether that's a temporary passing illness or a long-term infirmity or simply the frailty of old age or even taking care of a family member as they pass from this world. It's important to take the time tonight to listen to the Lord and to prepare our hearts to have a heart like Mary, which is a heart that is fully at peace because it is with Jesus. And tonight, too, we can bring in our prayers everyone who is currently being Martha, who is currently busy with so many things that need to get done, doing them well, I hope, but doing them for love of family. And we can ask the Lord to pour out their grace, his graces upon them, that they who are not able to pray right now because of all of their responsibilities can rely on our prayers. We can ask the Lord to be with them, to give them Mary's heart, even as they have Martha's jobs. Because Christ is with the sick. He always is. And that's always the first place he goes, and that's where he goes now first too. And if he's with the sick, he's with those who care for the sick. And if Christ is with them, well, then what is there to be anxious about? They have before them the one thing that is necessary, to have Jesus. We can ask him to give them that peace and that confidence and that faith, that in all the busyness, that in all the things that need to get done, that in all the sorrows and sufferings, they might always have the gut fundamental faith and peace, that the Lord is with them, and that there is no need to be anxious about anything.